Everybody, welcome to the show. You know where you are, the 9 at 9 with me, Tego. And if you're sitting there, you already know we've got an amazing expert coming up next, and we're going to talk about some fun stuff. But what does that mean? Well, today we're going to talk about the power of pink, the now honors, and the photographer that captures the moment. So sit right there. We'll be right back. Everybody, welcome back. Yeah, you heard me right. You know, this is going to be the fourth annual Power of Pink and Now Honors coming up October 3rd through the 5th. And last year we were blessed to meet this young man who said, yeah, I'll come in and take the photos. And did he ever? Over 3,000 photos caught every moment and every one of them beautiful. My brother Brad is here. What's happening, Brad?
Tego, hello. It is such an honor. I am so happy to be here. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I am just excited to be in your presence, as I always am.
I'm excited to have you here. We have been on one heck of a journey. You have a show, I have a show. Mm-hmm. And if there were technical issues, they would name them after us, trying to get our interview in. We've been trying to do this for 6 months, I think, right?
Something along those lines. Yeah, it's been a little bit. We've been pushing and trying, cancellations on my end, cancellations on your end. It's just the nature of things, you know, that's how it goes.
And leave it to us, you know, this is pre-recorded, but yeah, we're doing this on the eclipse day. Yeah. At the eclipse moment, you look like an egg a minute ago. It was so dark in your room. And now the eclipse has passed. I want to say, hey, we made it happen.
I survived, as Alan said.
I survived. Yeah, you got to go mark yourself safe when we're done.
That's right. That's right.
What got you into photography? Because you have a beautiful eye. So what made you decide to do that?
Photography. I fell in love with photography back in high school. Actually, when I was 17, I took a photography class in my grade 10 year. And so I learned how to shoot on black and white film and the darkroom and all of those beautiful, wonderful gifts of being in the darkroom and seeing an image that I shot in camera come to life once put the film negative in the enlarger, projected onto the piece of paper, and then running that through the chemical baths. That to me was such a magical thing to witness, to see an image that I created and shot in camera come to life on a paper there, on a piece of paper. It's just such an incredible thing to witness and to be part of. And from that first moment, I've been hooked, and I just fell in love with photography right from then on. It's been an amazing journey.
I have to take a second and just do a PSA for anybody under 40. Yes. Photos had to be developed. They were not digital in your little phone. So, and these little wooden tongs were your magic wands, okay? Yeah. And you got to see the photo come to life. It was a true skill, and it's a skill that I definitely miss. You know, now you guys just open the app and say, lighter.
Yeah.
And it's over. You know, it's definitely a journey. I did not know you started that far back.
Yeah.
I mean, all the way in high school. That's amazing. So what do you think about how the, you know, photography has changed? I mean, now we're in 4K, 8K. Hell, we got a friend that's got a 12K studio, you know, overseas. It's like, what do you think about all this?
Well, I mean, I guess it's natural. It's a natural progression. It's evolution. But I just, and digital's great for the convenience of it and the speed of it. But I don't think it's not possible to fully replicate that black and white film look, even in the digital studio. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I said, it's great that you've got the ease and the convenience of it, but nothing compares to that black and white film feel and look. You just can't capture that in a digital format. It's not possible. It's a beautiful feeling and look on when you shoot black and white film.
You know, black and white film has been taken out so far that if you're in, you know, some of these editing programs, it's not even an option. You know, the closest you can get is grayscale. So I know, again, that people under 40 are going, what is he talking about, black and white? You know, well, before there was grayscale, there was black and white. So you have progressed through that, that you're doing portraits, you're doing all kinds of style.
Yeah.
And then you came out and did the Power of Pink and the Now Honors. What do you love to do? When you grab your camera, what is your favorite subject to shoot?
Right now, I would have to say it's boudoir imagery, helping women to see themselves in a light that they don't normally get to see themselves in, capturing that and being able to provide an experience like that. It sets my soul on fire. I mean, when I first started shooting, I didn't want to photograph people. I had no interest in photographing people. It was architecture and landscapes. And I still do love photographing those things, but there's just something about being able to capture that moment in time with another human being that you can never recapture again. It's a fleeting moment. Once it's gone, it's gone. So being able to capture someone in that light and show them who they truly are is just an incredible gift that I am honored to be able to give to people and to be on that side of the lens to witness it.
How do you get women to relax? You know, they are worried about their hair being in places. They get on the train to go to work. So how do you get them to relax enough with you to be able to do those amazing photos? And I hope we can show some of those amazing photos that you do. How do you do that? Because that's got to be the hardest part.
It is, for sure. And it's almost like, as a photographer, you're also a psychologist, because that's part of your job, is to make the subject feel comfortable. So it's about, I think it's for me with the boudoir stuff in particular, it's about starting that process right from initial contact, creating that space of comfortability and ease for the client. So starting with conversation, finding out, talking to them, why do they want to do this? And what's the goal? And what are they looking for out of this shoot? And then once they get into the studio, it's about creating a space that they feel safe in, of course, but also a fun environment. I want them to have fun while we're there. I want us to have laughs. So it's with conversation. Conversation helps with everything. And I've got my makeup artist there with me who's helping me. She's helped me move the equipment around when we're changing scenes and things like that. But it's all about creating that connection with your client, which, of course, when you create a connection with your client, whether it be headshots, boudoir, whatever it is, you are going to be able to pull out the authenticity of your subject, because they'll feel more relaxed and they'll let down that guard, and you'll be able to capture their true personality when you have that connection with them.
You know, and you're a master at getting people to relax. You're also a master at making people feel like they're in a private moment, even with your podcast that you do. Mm. And your podcast is also, you know, focused on women. And what got you into that? What made you decide, okay, tomorrow I'm going to start a podcast and I'm going to exclusively focus on women that are up and coming and super successful and all of that? Why'd you decide to do that?
Well, the podcast was born out of the thought that I was 2 years into my photography business full time. And, you know, it just felt like for me that I wanted to reach more people and have a bigger impact with what I was doing. The photography is great, but the effects are quite limited to pretty much my clients and I, although they spill out over into the client's interactions with the people in their lives. But I wanted to start reaching more people. I wanted to have a bigger impact. And so I thought, why don't I take the values and the purpose and the mission of the photography and transplant that into a podcast, where I focus the podcast solely on women. And at the time, I didn't know of any men that hosted a platform that solely focused on women. So I thought, this is great because I can carve out my own little niche. And so Empowerography Podcast was born out of that, and just wanting to provide a space for women to share their stories and to help and reach and inspire as many women as we possibly can through those stories.
And you're definitely doing that. And, you know, the first thought that came to mind when I heard about your show is like, it's a podcast version of Ladies Night, but it's not. You know, it's not.
No.
You are definitely delivering your message. I loved being on your show. You know, I love everything that you do. And you're going to be back for, you know, Now Honors in Power of Pink this year.
Oh, yeah.
October 3rd to the 5th. And I can't wait to see the photos. I sat here like a little kid with popcorn looking at the last ones. I'm just like, oh, look at that one. Oh, go ahead. Okay. It's just amazing how much you did in that small little window of 3 days. You know, I mean, we got over 3,000 photos, which means you probably took over 5. Yeah. I know you didn't. Yeah. I mean, absolutely amazing. I thank you so much, brother, for being a great supporter of everything that we're doing. We love supporting Always. You. Tell everybody how they find your podcast. And if they want to hire you as a photographer, how do they find you?
Yeah, they can find me at www.empowerographypodcast.com for the podcast. And for my photography, they can find me at www.visuphoria.ca for my photography work. And they can email me at empowerographypodcast.com if they want to connect and talk about photography needs or anything else that they want to discuss in relation to the photography or the podcast.
You're amazing. I love you.
I love you.
Thanks for hanging
sis.
Out with us today. I'm so glad we got the interview done. Yeah. Even on Eclipse Day, we got it done. You know, we needed an eclipse to get this interview done.
That's
but you right. are absolutely amazing, and I cannot wait to see you in October. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, sis. I appreciate you. Much love to you.
You too. All right, everybody, don't worry. If you didn't catch what he said as far as getting in touch with him, you know what to do. Go to tigodirect.com, type in Brad, type in Walsh, type in photography. He's coming up. Send him a message. It costs you nothing. It costs him nothing. Say, hey, I saw you on Expert Talk. I want to talk about being on your show or having you be a photographer at our event. Whatever it is, just reach directly out to him. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You know I want you to come back next time. And as always, I'm Tigo. I'll talk to you next time.